Well, we're going to move on to another subject because the National Lottery, we're at the Public Accounts Committee today and the Premier Lottery CEO was questioned about the level of unclaimed prizes and the 98% of that sum that goes back into marketing. Kathleen Funchan's party colleague Matt Carthy wasn't impressed. He's on the Public Accounts Committee when questioning Andrew Algio, CEO of Premier Lotteries.
In fairness, you're taking the piss, really, in terms of what you're giving towards towards top-up prizes. You are going to the absolutely bare minimum. Isn't that fair to say?
We strictly comply.
Why not? And, you don't. Yeah.
And it's a very important decision for PLI as to how it is to optimally promote the National Lottery.
Craig, no winning balls pulled out there for Premier Lotteries.
Yeah, so the issue here is that you had 122 million in unclaimed prizes, and 120 of that 120 million that was used for marketing purposes. And this was kind of irking the members of the Public Accounts Committee. One of the excuses tabled by the National Lotteries was that, you know, it's a very competitive market out there, and they have to really spend the money and all this. I think they'll have the market themselves pretty much soon enough when the gambling regulation comes
into
place.
That's it. They'll be the only advertising show in town. Really, exactly. That's some bang for their 124 million buck.
Exactly. And at the same time, I don't know. It's also, yeah, the fact that it's excluded from gambling regulation, I think, is a bit uneasy with me as well. I don't see the logic behind it apart from it being a revenue raising operation. Well, that's it. I think that it's a good one for us in the media, but I think there are bigger things the PAC could be investigating.
Go on, we could be getting water slides in all our back gardens,
yeah,
but that's some.
I think one of the more shocking things from this whole debate is that the PLI then asked the Auditor General, Seamus McCarthy, to actually remove the two or three sentences from a very substantial report which alluded to the 98% back into advertising and the 2% back into funding. I think that's the real shocking part of this.
Right.
I'm not going to try and use the word cover-up, but like, they didn't want the public to know about this, and really serious.
Would you agree with the other phrase we heard earlier on the tape?
For once, and I can't believe I'm about to say this.
I can't believe it either. Someone take it.
Yeah, you ready, Kathleen? Yeah.
All right, okay.
Matt Carthy.
All right, Asperi Higgins, quickly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the one of the big things is, again, it really undermines this idea that the National Lottery is a special case and should be excluded from the gambling regulation. Yeah. And indeed, like all the online, we're due to have codes through the online media safety bill. They're going to have whole new codes in relation to gambling. So I think, you know, I'm hoping that creates its own constraint on them. But it's one thing this money being wasted, but the other thing, which is, you know, it's a story from a couple of weeks ago, but the fact that we're actually paying for the prizes in the horse racing industry means there's like just such a root and branch examination of gambling in general and our state's relationship with it that's needing to be examined.
Kathleen Funchan, sometimes Sinn Féin TDs are called on to explain the utterances of another Sinn Féin TD. This time I'd say you're making no apologies.
Yeah, no, I think Matt hit the nail on the head there, and I think people will be absolutely like shocked to see that 98% of the additional money goes to advertising.
Right.
It's very hard to justify that figure.
All right, well, that's all we have time for this evening. My thanks to Fine Gael, Senator John McGahan, Sinn Féin TD Kathleen Funchan, Independent Senator Alice Mary Higgins, and political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mail.